Michelle McCleave Kennedy says her team has nothing to be ashamed of, after putting everything out on the table, leading up to the 2022 Ontario election. The local NDP candidate thanked her supporters, family and campaign volunteers at the Grand Gardens on Dennis Street Thursday night, shortly after some media outlets declared a PC majority government and prior to incumbent Ross Romano being re-elected as MPP for the Sault Ste. Marie riding. "We ran an amazing campaign. We had lots of volunteers, a lot of energy right until the end. I mean, it was an excellent campaign," said McCleave Kennedy while speaking with reporters Thursday. "The results are what they are, and we'll have to see how it goes next time. Congratulations to Ross, Romano, and congratulations to Naomi Sayers who put her name out there as well. You know, it takes a lot of courage to put your name out to run, and it's a lot of work, more than people realize." McCleave Kennedy said she had 70 volunteers out, running the streets, in Sault Ste. Marie Thursday morning, knocking on doors and getting people out to vote. She also gave kudos to a group of 30 young people who ran flyers and canvassed daily on her behalf, in addition to a number of local labor unions for throwing support behind her leading up to the election. "The support in the community was fantastic," she said. "People were engaged in the conversation, and I think we'll see more people have voted this time. I think the percentages are going to be up." McCleave Kennedy isn't ruling out another run under NDP banner for the Sault Ste. Marie riding if presented with the opportunity. "I'll have to consult with my family at that time too, so we'll see," she said. "But never say never." The NDP candidate said there's still work to be done after re-elected MPP Ross Romano totally dropped the autism portfolio while in office over the course of his last term. "We'll be there. We'll be there at his doorstep for those students, and that's why I ran, because my students are sliding through the cracks and I'll continue to be at Ross's door to hold him accountable for education, for healthcare, supports for our students and for the autism portfolio, and he knows it," McCleave Kennedy said.